Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead service family members. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 899, where I simply read the word of Almighty God and give the sense, yea, the understanding of it, based on an authoritative Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God first and foremost, and an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim, therefore, of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense or the understanding of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened. Pardon me. Today, beloved, we're reading Zechariah chapter 11, verses 15 and 16. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you and we thank you for your eternal word, and help us never to take it lightly. We know that thou art there. We know that you're here. And we pray that with the power of your Holy Spirit, in spite of us, we pray that you would help us to understand your holy word, help us to comprehend it. Lord, because you have shown us that once we understand your holy word and comprehend your holy word, we have a better chance of doing your holy word and catching the spirit of your holy word, so to speak. Lord God in heaven, grant us your energy and your strength, your unction and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read and to understand and to comprehend your holy word, to remember it and to hide it in our hearts, to meditate on it and to live by it and to apply it to our lives, to share it with others, to teach it to others in a discipleship way. For Lord, as I look back on my Christian life, I thank you for all that I learned in church, but I also thank you for those times when we were in the dorm room and it was just a few Christians gathered together throughout the week discussing and reading your holy word. And I pray that you will give millions that experience of being discipled even outside of the church, but through the church. And because it's a beautiful thing. Those are beautiful moments. And I pray now, Lord, for the salvation of the lost as they hear your gospel. And we pray that you will save them. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Zechariah chapter 11, verses 15 and 16. And the Lord said unto me, Take unto thee yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd. For lo, I will rise up, or rather, for lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young one, nor heal that is broken, nor feed that standeth still. But he shall eat the flesh of the fat and tear their claws in pieces. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I just read in your hearing Zechariah chapter 11, verses 15 and 16. Now here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it with the help of the Holy Ghost of God and the Bible Knowledge Commentary. Zechariah was called on to portray a second prophetic role, this time a foolish shepherd. The Hebrew word rendered foolish suggests a person who is a coarse, hardened fool or foolish person. This shepherd will have no concern for the flock and its needs. He will be interested only in his own gluttony. Instead of defending the flock, the foolish shepherd will destroy it. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your holy word. And Lord, continue to give us understanding of your holy word. And one of the things that I always love about your holy word is that it's so apropos to our living today. For this is so true. We have men and women who claim to be shepherds, but they don't care for the flock of the church at all. They're only concerned about their prosperity, gospel, foolishness. They're only concerned about living in a big fine house and comparing themselves among themselves, driving a big fine car, and making sure they have what they need while their people suffer. And they end up destroying the flock instead of helping the flock. And this has happened so much down through the years, in recent years. I believe that you've shut down the church because of it. And I thank you for it. And help us, Lord, to confess our sins and repent and get our hearts right with you in the church. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Our payday someday is death to these beautiful bodies. Death to so many things before you die. Death to marriages. Death to relationships. Death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately you will die physically. Your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening, because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell. Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news. But I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And he said these words to you before he left here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer, or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments. And so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back, and I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you. Until next time.